Hello from the BBC, I'm Rich Preston with a roundup of the latest developments on the war in Ukraine. Russia launched an attack on the city of Odessa on Monday night. Odessa sits on Ukraine's southwest Black Sea coast and is a vital port from which Ukraine exports grain all over the world. The BBC's Caroline Davies is there.
On social media, residents posted videos showing clouds of black smoke spreading across the city. The acrid smell of burnt plastic still hangs in the air outside one of the shopping centres. The back of the building has crumbled with the impact, the inside incinerated by the fire that took hold. This morning, emergency workers were still putting out some of the lingering fires. In recent weeks, Odessa has been hit repeatedly by missile strikes. It's strategically important, key to transporting much of Ukraine's agricultural products to the world.
In a video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky said the strike on Odessa would have global implications.
Without our agricultural exports, dozens of countries in different parts of the world are already on the brink of food shortages. And over time, the situation could become frankly terrible. Politicians are already discussing the possible consequences of price crisis and famine in Africa and Asia. This is a direct consequence of Russian aggression.
At the same time, Ukraine says at least 100 civilians are still trapped in shelters beneath the Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol. Russian forces are still attacking the site, in which more than 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers are also trapped. Fighting is continuing elsewhere in the country. From Ukraine, here's the BBC's Joe Inwood.
In the east, the Donbass, where the fighting is sort of concentrated, the Russians have made some small gains there. They've bridged over the river near the town of Severodonetsk. That's quite a crucial crossing they've made. And also they have taken the town of Popasna in the last couple of days. That had been a front line for a long time. I think it's not all good news for the Russians, though. In the town of Kharkiv, in Ukraine's second city, the Ukrainians are continuing their counter-offensive there and trying to push in and take Russian supply lines. So it's a mixed picture, I think it's fair to say, across the east.
President Zelensky is continuing to meet world leaders as fighting in his country continues. Addressing Slovakia's parliament via video link, he said Russia's war on Ukraine is a war against the entire project for a united Europe, targeting any country that had chosen to live freely and decide its own future. Meanwhile, Germany is the latest nation to announce it will be reopening its embassy in the Ukrainian capital, Kyiv. The German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock also said Ukraine should become a full member of the European Union. As Russia's war in Ukraine continues, European financial forecasts say Ukraine's economy is expected to contract by around 30% this year as a result of Russia's invasion. But the analysis by the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development also says output will steeply decline in Russia itself, largely due to the widespread economic sanctions placed upon it by many Western nations. Our business correspondent is Theo Leggett.
The EBRD says the war has put Ukraine's economy under enormous stress. It's forced between 30 and 50% of businesses to close their doors and left half of all employees without jobs or income. However, the bank believes that if massive reconstruction efforts are able to take place next year, there could be a dramatic recovery. Russia, meanwhile, is entering a deep recession due to the effects of sanctions. Its economy is expected to shrink by 10% this year and stagnate in 2023. Without a peace agreement that leads to sanctions being relaxed, the EBRD says its prospects remain bleak.
Theo Leggett. And the British and American governments claim new research suggests Russia was behind a massive Europe-wide cyber attack an hour before its forces invaded Ukraine. Here's our security correspondent, Gordon Carrera.
An hour before Russia's invasion began in February, a major satellite communications provider, Viasat, was hit by a destructive cyber attack. The company provides high-speed satellite broadband to commercial and military customers, but it was not just the Ukrainian military that was affected, but customers in around 20 countries in Europe, causing communications outages and even affecting wind farms which relied on the systems. Some analysts had expressed surprise there'd not been more evidence of destructive cyber attacks, but one intelligence official says the war in Ukraine has actually seen the most sustained offensive cyber operations one country has launched against another, but that campaign was also met by one of the best collective defences they'd seen.
Moscow has always denied being behind these attacks. Those are the latest developments on day 76 of Russia's invasion. I'm Rich Preston at the BBC.